Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Unwritten law, protocol says to leave the past alone. I just wanted you to know that sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio. Your life has turned out well. As for mine, you know it's really hard to tell. 'Cause now and then, what might have been interferes with what might be. And I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control. You're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio and cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A vote is expected shortly in the House of Representatives on the budget bill President Trump and the Republicans say will stimulate the U.S. economy and make America safer, and Democrats say will grow the deficit by providing tax cuts mostly to the wealthy and by gutting Medicaid. Recent Premier League soccer champion Liverpool Football Club suffering the loss of one of its top players, Diogo Jota, killed in a car crash in Spain along with his younger brother. Both Jota and his brother also played for Portugal's national team. Sean Diddy Combs is still behind bars this morning, the judge in his case refusing to grant bail after he was convicted, but of lesser charges in the sex trafficking case. Outside the courthouse, this supporter says,
I always felt like they had, you know, a lot of bogus charges against him. Maybe some were substantiated, others weren't. And I mean, I feel like he got rightfully his just due today.
The judge did agree to possibly move Combs' sentencing up. This is ABC News. Three people shot during a confrontation at the Oglethorpe Mall in Savannah, Georgia, what police are calling an incident between two groups. Mayor Van Johnson was asked his thoughts on what happened.
It pisses me off. Again, another incident of gun violence. People come to a mall to be able to shop and to be able to eat and then be able to work and earn a living. This is not the type of place where we would even think that these types of things would happen. And we'll find out who's responsible and we're going to hold them accountable.
Tesla may be in for another year of sales in the slow lane. The company now says deliveries fell more than 13% in the last quarter. The Labor Department might be slowing down as summer's heating up. We're due to get new numbers on employment this morning from the Labor Department, and experts think it could show unemployment edging up to 4.3%, the highest level in 3.5 years. Economists think the report will show about 110,000 jobs added last month, but they think it'll also show some solid wage gains. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This weekend is what summer's all about, and Macy's July 4th sale is going on now with deals on everything you need to celebrate. Hosting? Turn your backyard into a party destination with 40 to 50% off outdoor entertaining. Beach bound? Turn heads in this season's hottest swimsuits, sundresses, and more. Get away with the kids? Superpower their summer with 25 to 60% off toys from Nerf. Plus, don't miss Macy's 4th of July fireworks live on NBC and Peacock. savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. In a 4-3 decision Wednesday, a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling makes way for a return to the state's previous status allowing regulated abortions. The court ruled an 1849 law against infanticide was superseded by several other state laws and a previous court ruling that the 1849 law didn't apply to elective abortions. Reactions to the ruling include Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who said the decision affirms continued access to reproductive health care and ensures that Wisconsin women won't have to live in a state that bans nearly all abortions. State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux called the decision a sad day for the state of Wisconsin. And Governor Evers assigned bills to bolster nuclear power in Wisconsin. One provides the State Public Service Commission with $2 million to evaluate existing nuclear energy opportunities. The other bill creates a Nuclear Power Summit Board to host a summit in Madison in 2028. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Ready for an unforgettable summer experience? Join us for 1 week endless possibilities as EAA Air Venture Oshkosh returns July 21st through the 27th. Explore thousands of aircraft, experience world-class daily air shows, two night air shows with fireworks that light up the sky, and celebrate the spirit of aviation with people from around the world. Get your tickets now at eaa.org/tickets and join us for the world's greatest aviation celebration.
Let's say you're presented a stock which yields a guaranteed 82% return. You'd put your money in it, right? That magical stock is called Farm Radio, and for our advertisers, it is pure gold. 82% of farmers listen to their trusted farm radio station at least 4 days a week. The moral of the story? Farm Radio pays dividends, and both the listener and the advertiser lived happily ever after. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STEER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STEER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STEER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid. Highs upper 80s to near 90. Rain chances return for the 4th of July and the upcoming weekend. High temperatures stay in the 80s through the holiday weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 75 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Day by day, we let love just walk away, and I'll be the first to say I was glad to see it going day by day. Ever since you went away, I find that I'm still missing you. I just got to know, does that blue moon ever shine on you? I wanna hold you close to me, like it used to be. come to me. Does that blue moon ever shine on you? On my mind, you were right there all the time. I could search and never find someone that does me like you do. Here's a part where I'm giving you my heart. I was a fool to let you go. Girl, I just got to know. If you feel like I do.
here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Terry Clark, poor, poor, pitiful me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s, upper 80s, even some 90s today. We have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also coming up this hour in our newsmaker segment, Chad Smith is in talking with some animal health experts about the use of antibiotics. And so we'll have more with Chad and that interview here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. As we get ready for the 4th of July holiday tomorrow, don't forget, markets will be closed tomorrow. No mail, banks closed as well. And we're getting ready for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, as the fair is July 9th through the 13th. Now, things start for us on July 8th, and so we'll be having video streaming coverage of the Junior Swine Show from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, and our coverage on Tuesday morning on our video streaming service at our website at realcountry1430.com. That's going to begin at about 9 o'clock. And again, kicking off our fair season with the Northern Wisconsin State Fair Tuesday morning at 8. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. From blazing heat to pounding rain, your crops are facing it all. In-season aerial applications are the perfect chance to apply fungicides and stress-reducing products that help your crops stay resilient. And don't forget the hay. Haymaker delivers the nutrients your forage needs for high-quality, healthy growth. Apply after cuttings 1 and 3 or 2 and 4 and set your fields up for success. Questions? Visit Elsevia.com or call 608-819-4401. Elsevia, they're here to help.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Is there such a thing as dairy-free butter? Well, of course not. According to the American Butter Institute, they're taking action against a manufacturer who is marketing butter as dairy-free. Well, that can be confusing to the consumer. Joining us with more is National Milk's Chris Galen. And Chris, can you fill us in on what this is all about?
Sure. Well, National Milk manages the American Butter Institute, and in fact, I'm the executive director of ABI. And one of the things we look out for is the integrity of butter labeling in the U.S. marketplace. And there's been really just an egregious affront to butter makers with the introduction recently of a product called dairy-free butter, either salted or unsalted. It calls itself dairy-free butter. This is sold by a company called Country Crock. And as we've told the Food and Drug Administration, this may be a crock from the country, but it's certainly not real butter. And so we've asked the federal government to intervene and to tell Country Crock that it cannot sell a product called dairy-free butter, because that is a total oxymoron. If you're going to have butter, regulations and actually laws passed by Congress define it as a product coming from an animal made from cream. You can't have plant-based butter. That's just a non-starter for us.
We've discussed the federal standards of identity in the past, and these manufacturers that offer these products without dairy ingredients really try to confuse the consumer, don't they?
Absolutely, and that's why we've seen other examples like this in recent years. Vegan butter, plant-based butter. In fact, Country Crock about 5-6 years ago was marketing itself as plant-based butter. And that also prompted a letter from us because, again, that is an oxymoron. If it's plant-based, it cannot be butter. It can be a vegetable spread. It can be margarine if it meets certain standards. But the irony here with this Country Crock product is that it doesn't even meet the threshold bill to be considered margarine. It can only call itself plant-based spread. And if you look at the front of the package in very small print, it does say that it is 79% plant-based oil spread. So it does admit that it is something other than butter, but you have to look at the very fine print. The much larger part of the label, it calls itself dairy-free salted butter. And that's what we're asking the FDA to go after. We don't want the product necessarily to completely disappear from the marketplace, but if it is going to be in the marketplace, it has to play by the existing rules that define what is and what is not real butter.
So the letter has been sent. Where do you see this ending up with a new administration?
Well, we are actually hoping that under the Trump administration generally, and specifically under the leadership of Robert Kennedy Jr. at the Department of Health and Human Services, this MAHA Commission, Making America Healthy Again, there's a lot more interest in whole foods, more natural foods, fewer chemicals, fewer products with lengthy ingredient lists, fewer products that have seed oils. And guess what? I've just described what this Country Crock product is. It's an ultra-processed seed oil concoction. And so we're hoping then that the powers that be at the Food and Drug Administration take a look at this and say, you know, this would be a good example to make of a company that is playing fast and loose with regulations, with labeling laws. It's trying to pass off a seed oil product as real dairy. And this is something that the FDA should make an example of.
So if they change the name from dairy-free butter to ultra-processed seed oil concoction, that would be acceptable?
It would be a win-win because from the butter maker standpoint, who I represent, that would be a victory. But honestly, it would be good for consumers as well because then they don't have to have their reading glasses when they go shopping to look at the 4-point font that does say that it's a plant-based oil spread when the 20-point font on the label, when the much larger font on the package says that it is dairy-free butter. That's what we're trying to fix.
Well, thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation and also Executive Director of the American Butter Institute. Find more at nmpf.org.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MAP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. A little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. Well, it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check. A six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around. Little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
I can see a new expression
speaks your name.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Pam Tillis and When You Walk Into the Room here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good Thursday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, 65 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the August contract is traded up 10 cents to 1834, September at 1883, October 1899, and November at 1873. Cheese markets yesterday were lower, barrels down a half to 172, 40-pound blocks down 4 3/4 to 167 and a half, 3 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day, cash butter down 2 1/4 to 258, 12 trades on the day, Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 127, 3 trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 to 60.5 and no trades on the day. Cattle markets today are called mixed. Hogs are also called mixed today. Cattle futures found footing Wednesday as traders digested the news of the renewal of cattle imports from Mexico and bought the break. That resulted in futures recovering what had been lost on Tuesday. However, further strength may be limited due to northern dressed cattle trading steady to $2 lower. Cash trading today should follow suit with most sales lower. Packers seem to have surrounded themselves with sufficient supplies, at least for the time being. The markets are closed tomorrow due to the 4th of July holiday. Hogs as well exhibited some bull spreading again. Nearby contracts were higher and higher pork cutout or pork cash values rather, and strength from the cattle markets as well. Hogs could be mixed once again today. August live cattle opens today at 212.45, October 209.70, December 212.12. August feeder cattle open at 309.02, September 308.87, October at 306.42. July hogs open the day at 109.65, August 107.90, October at 93. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are moving mostly higher. Row crop markets are building off of the strong Wednesday session, which saw all three major markets trade to double-digit gains. A combination of trade optimism following the announcement of a U.S. trade deal with Vietnam, as well as technical support, drove prices higher and continue to do so ahead of the long holiday weekend. Although the trade could also be kind of light today as with the markets closing ahead of the holiday weekend, many traders may have already left. There also could be some positioning ahead of the three-day weekend. July corn this morning up 5 3/4 to 435. September up 5 to 423. New crop up 5.5 to 439. July beans up 1 to 10.51 1/2. August up 5.5 to 10.59. September up 5 1/4 to 10.45. And new crop up 5 this morning at 10.53. July soybean meal up 2.40 to 274.80. July soybean oil down 23 cents to 54.83. Chicago wheat, July up 2 to 5.58, while September now up a half to 5.64. Minneapolis wheat, September up 5 to 6.54. Energy markets this morning, August crude oil down 18 cents to 67.27. September down 22 cents to 65.79. And gas markets are steady. August gas at 211, September at 208. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st. first, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Wednesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 378, August 381, new crop 374, cash beans 969, August 974, new crop 958. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 402, August 4 even, September 398, new crop 383 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 4 even, August 403, new crop 386. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 378, new crop 383, cash and new crop beans 978. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 380, new crop 383, cash beans 965, new crop 963. Red Wing Grains, cash and August corn at 398, September 393, new crop 394, cash beans 1003, August 1005, September 986, new crop 986. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 376, August 379, new crop 380, cash beans 984, new crop 982. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 216 to 239, Holstein fed cattle 190 to 212, market cows 108 to 152, bulls 148 to 198, calves 440 to 1465, beef steers 180 to 600, Holstein steers 180 to 600, market lambs 225 and down on the sheep side, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 75 and down, and goat markets does 240 and down, bucks 210 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 80 to 240, fed lambs 190 to 215, ewes 85 to 110. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He got the sunshine. I got the rain. He got your loving.
stars in the sky. On a winding road, her memory flows. She'll face the fact she wants to go back. She opens her heart to an old memory. She closes her eyes and she smiles. Just ask her if she ever still thinks about me. She'll say every once in a while. Every once in a while. She tries to forget, but she hasn't yet. Not a single day goes by. That feeling again reminds her of when I held her tight. It felt so right. She opens her heart to an old memory. She closes her eyes and she smiles. Just ask her if she ever still thinks about me.
So good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
My heart beating faster as I step out on my own.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Antibiotics are valuable tools in managing diseases like bovine respiratory diseases. Chad Smith has more.
To keep antibiotics effective for years to come, the cattle industry needs to be thoughtful about using the products. Dr. Nathan Meyer, a professional services veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, talks about the importance of judicious antibiotics use to U.S. cattle operations, especially during a time of elevated cattle prices.
We have some great tools to treat disease, and it's really important that we keep these cattle healthy and producing, making sure we identify the correct disease, so diagnosing them properly, and then prescribing or initiating the right treatment. And timing is so important. And then certainly double checking or coming back and following up on those animals after we administer treatment to make sure our response is what we need. With the price of cattle and wanting to make sure we maximize productivity and produce good quality beef and milk products, it's important for all those reasons.
Your veterinarian can help you tailor treatment protocols to the needs of your animals and operations.
The veterinarian plays a key role in helping identify disease. If you run a large feed yard, a large dairy, just due to numbers, you're going to see more disease. You're going to be more skilled. So that veterinarian can really help producers identify disease because that's their job. They get to see sick animals all the time. So they can help identify those clinical signs or symptoms we're looking for. The other thing, once you've identified the appropriate animal, is selecting the right antibiotic. In general, we want something that's going to act fast. We're really targeting those bacteria. And those bacteria, they replicate quickly. So we want an antibiotic that's going to be fast acting. And then also, just due to logistics and how different antibiotics work, in general, we want a long-lasting antibiotic. Something that, especially if you're in a pasture setting where it's difficult to bring those animals back in, we want an antibiotic that's going to last a long time. The other thing from efficacy is your treatment protocols. We want to make sure that food safety is at the top of our list, so withdrawal periods is very important.
Good animal husbandry can help limit antibiotic use.
Prevention is the cornerstone of all of our treatment protocols. And what I mean by that is if we can prevent that animal from getting sick, we're way ahead. If we think about specific practices, low-stress cattle handling is a key part of that. We know that when animals are stressed, cortisol levels go up. Cattle have a higher risk of getting sick. Additionally, it comes down to how we house those animals. We want to keep those animals as comfortable as possible. So in summertime, in certain parts of the country, we'll use shades. In winter months, we want to minimize cold stress, especially once again, our northern climates.
Meyer talks about the veterinary client-patient relationship, or VCPR, and why it's important.
This is important for multiple reasons. One, for dispensing prescription drugs. This has to be established in every state. Is a little different, but there's federal regulations or state regulations. We want to make sure that these prescription drugs are being used appropriately and not being overused or underused at times. It's foundational, specifically for antibiotic use, but also that veterinarian can be a key component of the operation and help the producer make better treatment decisions. Additionally, that VCPR allows health protocols to be built, and that's hopefully we're on the prevention side when we do that.
Again, that's Nathan Meyer with Boehringer Ingelheim. Chad Smith reporting.
Thanks, Chad. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Warmer temperatures in our ag weather forecast. There'll also be isolated thunderstorms as well later on today. And we could see even more thunderstorms for the holiday weekend. Plenty of sunshine throughout the day today. Highs 85 to 90. Relative humidities at 48 to 53%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 8. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or storm. Lows 66 to 71. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8, gusting to 20. Isolated trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. For Friday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and storms. Highs 88 to 93. Relative humidities at 48 to 53%. South winds at 8 to 13. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, becoming mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs 80 to 85. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower. Highs 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, highs 75 to 80. For Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms. Highs 80 to 85. Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms. Highs once again 80 to 85. It's the final year of the John Harmon Chicken Dinners with the Durand Rod and Gun Club. The next buffet-style dinner is July 10th at the Rod and Gun Club, with serving beginning at 5:30. Advance reservations are required. Call Greater Insurance Services of Durand at 715-672-5921. 715-672-5921.
You want your garden to look nice, but it shouldn't be at the expense of your sanity. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Enjoy your garden for what it is, not what you wish it was, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Best parts of my day is when I can survey my kingdom, my flower gardens. I walk around each one, taking in the blooms and smells. They're certainly far from perfect, but good enough for me. So many of you have thrown up your hands and walked away from your gardens because they don't meet your expectations. Get back out there, reconnect with your plants, and enjoy the time spent. Fran Soren is a gardener and author. She says if what's in the garden isn't thriving, or you've grown the same things for years and would like to make some changes, do it.
The only thing that's holding us back is the fear of what? Of not getting it right? In the garden, you really have the ability to constantly change things and to experiment. You can be skillful, you can be an artist, you can be productive, but you can also have a heck of a lot of fun and really get a sense of well-being by being in the garden.
Don't consider your garden as work. See it as playtime. You get to pull weeds, not you have to pull weeds. If it still seems overwhelming, make a list of what needs to be done in the garden. Schedule it into your day, tackle it bit by bit, and enjoy connecting with each part of the process. Above all, Soren says to be kind to yourself and try to look beyond all the weeds.
Just enjoy the process and get off of the end result. I love beautiful gardens, don't get me wrong, but I think the balance, the tipping point where we put so much emphasis on making it so beautiful, we forget the purpose of gardening, and it really is to make us feel happy and connected to nature. It's that simple.
The goal is to turn to your garden for peace and joy rather than toil and task. Find more tips for gardening in peace at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Speaker Hakeem Jeffries has been talking for hours against the budget bill. President Trump has said